Welcome to the You Rising podcast. This podcast gives us all an opportunity to meet the great people who are part of helping the You achieve new heights. My name is Ruth Watkins. I'm the president of the university, and today my guest is Juliet Tennard. Juliet's the director of economic and public policy research at the Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute. Now, I know Juliet fairly well, but I'm guessing some of my listeners don't. So, Juliet, I'm hoping you tell people a little bit about your background and sure. about your role at the Gardner Policy Institute.
I'm a native Idahoan. I've had stints in Chicago and Nevada. I came to Utah to work for the legislature thinking it would just be a couple of a year thing. 15 years later, I am true and true a Utahn. After working for the legislature, I became the chief economist for Governor Huntsman and then the state budget director for Governor Herbert. After that, I had the opportunity to come to work as the director of economic and public policy research at the Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute, which is part of the David Eccles School of Business here at the University of Utah. That's kind of a mouthful. It's just been an amazing experience. I was an adjunct instructor for the U starting in 2010. And so when that opportunity with the Gardner Institute came up, I just jumped at it. I'm so happy to be a full-time part of the U family here. At the Gardner Policy Institute, I work with some of the best and brightest research analysts in the state and also incredibly impressive student interns and graduate assistants. And we provide economic, demographic, and policy research that hopefully informs decisions being made in our state.
Mm-hmm. So Juliet is very modest, and she's not mentioning that she's an economist from the University of Chicago.
Yes.
For anybody who knows about economics, we know that that is really the epicenter of economic leadership. So it's quite a privilege to have you here as part of the University of Utah's team.
Thank you, President. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Well, I understand that this month, the Gardner Policy Institute will be releasing a study about the university's economic impact on the state of Utah. Could you give us a sneak preview of this report?
Sure. So I have been, and I and my team, we've been working on this report for the better part of a year. So I am so excited to start sharing some of the results. As someone who studied the Utah economy, right, I was in that chief economist role. I was in that state budget director role. I had to think about revenues coming into the state. I've always known what an important economic asset the University of Utah is. But when all of these numbers came together, even I was actually really surprised to see just the magnitude of what we're doing here. So we've found that when we include components like the Research Foundation and ARUP and then everything else that happens here at the University of Utah, the University of Utah enterprise employs almost 40,000 people, which that actually makes the U the largest employer in the state. That was not on my radar before. Our research traces how the university spurs additional economic activity just through the state. The U directly employs and then indirectly generates. So in addition to those 40,000, we indirectly generate jobs, over 83,000 jobs, and is responsible for $6 billion in state gross domestic product, GDP. So and for like the non-economists, that's basically like the value of what's produced in an economy. And like, so for me, those are really big numbers, but to put them into perspective for folks that are not inside the numbers day in, day out, like economists are, that job count is approximately equivalent to the whole population of Ogden. And if the University of Utah were its own county, it would be basically the fifth largest local economy in the state. So basically an economy that's greater than the economy of Washington County. Really big numbers.
I would say, as the president of the university, I had no idea that that economic reach was that broad. Maybe we could talk about the pieces of that study. For example, we're so proud of what we've accomplished recently in terms of our research profile.
Yeah.
Right now, we know that this past year, the University of Utah generated nearly $550 million of external research funding, which I think has a big impact on our economy.
Absolutely. So that research funding, it's a really important piece. And as economists, we're always on the lookout for activities that are bringing new money into the state. So then you have the new money come into the state and there's a multiplier effect. So it truly, truly helps to grow the state economy. And research funding is like the perfect example of that. The ultimate benefit, of course, of this research funding is, you know, the innovation and knowledge that it creates, and it makes everyone's lives better. But there's an immediate boost to the economy. It supports thousands of jobs, hundreds of millions in income and purchases in the state. And those purchases just ripple through the economy. So let me give you an example. There's a lab employee you know, putting their education to work, doing great research. That employee gets paid wages, and she goes and spends those wages in the economy, which creates more jobs and then more jobs. And then the lab is purchasing equipment from Utah suppliers. And so that in turn creates more jobs and more wages. And so you can just see how you bring new money into the state, just ripples through and makes the state economy greater. We found that the U is actually kind of rare among its peers in terms of how it's like positioned to bring this research funding into the state. And if you look at, for example, University of Utah Health and what's going on there, the co-location of this world-class research university and this large, vibrant medical center, the co-location just leaves us really well positioned when we're looking at bringing research projects in. We found, this is not something I had known, so as we're in our research, we found that there are only 24 or so institutes like ours in the U.S. So again, we're so much more competitive for those dollars because of that.
It's a really important point. That one of our unique features is the fact that we have a full academic medical center on a comprehensive campus, and we are together physically, where many of our peers don't have all those assets. So it positions us well. And maybe we talk a little bit about UHealth.
Yes.
Because we are very proud of our role as the flagship research university of Utah. We're equally proud of what we contribute as the university for Utah. Yeah. UHealth makes that happen in their care delivery and clinical operation. Mm-hmm. My guess is that has an impact on Utah's economy as well.
Yeah, so absolutely. So after studying the U's economic significance broadly, we did take a deeper dive into the U of UHealth, including all of the health schools, the colleges, institutes and centers, clinical and lab operations. And so in addition to supporting just that piece, supporting a significant part of our state's economy, nearly $4 billion in GDP, that's about 2% of the state GDP, over 47,000 jobs. So trying to make that equivalent, it's basically the population of Harriman. So major economic activity. But there are three things that really stick out to me that highlight this University for Utah role. We are Utah's healthcare workforce engine. So let's look at numbers. We're training at any given time well over 5,000 health sciences students, granting like 1,500 degrees to healthcare professionals every year. So we are generating Utah's healthcare workforce. The reach of the U of U health clinical operations is really incredible too. And so as part of our research, we're trying to kind of get a handle on, you know, where we are in Utah. We've got a presence in 26 cities in our state. And University of Utah Health services approximately 2 million patient visits every year. So 2 million. Think about that. So the population of Utah is well over 3 million. We've got 2 million patient visits per year going on through our U of U Health operations. And then finally, number three, U of U Health serves both the local and the global community. So examples, over $200 million in uncompensated care in 2019, over 24,000 patient visits for incarcerated youth. So major support for our community. And then globally, participation in over 80 global health projects in more than 40 countries in 2019. So certainly that really underpins just the role in University for Utah.
Yes, that's very helpful. Julia, do you think the quality rankings we've achieved in UHealth have had any influence on that economic impact?
Sure, absolutely. And that, again, part of our research was just bringing all of these numbers together in one piece. And the rankings really just signal quality, they signal opportunity, and that really is what is there for economic growth. The University of Utah is ranked as number one in the state. But then pull out, look at it nationally. U.S. News and World Report has ranked U of U Health in the top 10 for quality for 10 years running. And then the ambulatory care, top five for ambulatory care for 5 years running. So those two rankings, we're actually the only health system in the U.S. to hold those two rankings together, which was, I mean, shows you kind of the significance of what we're doing here in Utah. Among public universities, our School of Medicine ranks really well. So number two in the physician assistant program, number 14 for primary care, number 15 for research. Again, what this means for the economy is we're drawing talent and money into the state, and then what's going on with that is making the state even better. And then finally, U of U Health is nationally ranked in three adult specialties: ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, and cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
We do believe these things have an influence on you rising.
Absolutely.
No question.
Absolutely.
Beyond health and research, of course, Our profile includes arts, entertainment, athletics. Yes. Do those activities have an impact on Utah's economy?
Yes. So this is an area that sometimes we don't really realize supports the economy. I mean, it's all good stuff and we enjoy all of it, but it brings money into the state. Every year, events at the U draw thousands of visitors into Utah. So visitors to students, visitors to patients, cultural event attendees, athletic event attendees, even conference participants. So all of these people are coming into Utah, visiting the University of Utah. And these visitors are spending money on food, they're spending money on lodging, and all sorts of other purchases. And again, those purchases, they ripple through the economy, just like any other activity at the University of Utah. An example, I mean, there's so many examples, but an example in an event that will draw visitors from out of the state and generate a lot of national attention to for Utah and the University of Utah is the vice presidential debate that will happen on campus in October, right? That might not be in Utah if not for the University of Utah.
So we've been very focused on helping our students complete their degrees and made big strides in that area over the past decade. That's been a huge focus of work. And I believe, certainly, that that's both an individual good and a public good. It's certainly raising individuals and families. And it is contributing to Utah's workforce and the availability of talent that our industry needs.
Absolutely.
Does your report capture the economic impact or the return on investment that may be a bit more indirect to Utah's economy?
Sure, sure. So what you're talking about is just so large, it's really hard to quantify it. So we put together the numbers that are associated with the day-to-day operations of the university, and they're really impressive. They're large numbers, but they're only part of the story in what just this incredible economic and social asset that the U is to the state. Our economy, it would just be fundamentally different without the U of U. Obviously, we're training this workforce, and a well-trained and skilled workforce helps Utah business to grow and expand, and also draws business into the state to take advantage of that workforce. You can trace Adobe's roots back to Utah, right? So not only would the Utah economy be fundamentally different, arguably the world economy would be fundamentally different. Adobe roots back to Utah. Huntsman Cancer is at the forefront of cancer research. I mean, the examples are just so numerous. The university, it changes lives. And we know that there's empirical research that shows that individuals with higher educational attainment and quality healthcare is a piece of that too, earn higher wages, they experience longer and happier lives. And those effects are individual, but they transcend generations. And so our report gets at the economic significance at the U through operations, but it's impossible to quantify really what we do here means for the economy.
So I hope what you're telling me is that my incessant focus on college completion, little did I know I was having an influence on Utah's economy.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm so pleased to hear that because I know that it benefits the individual and their families.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we look forward to your report. It's called Economic Contributions of the University to Utah. Tell us about how we can find it when we're ready to read it.
Well, it's been so fun to give you a little sneak preview. We're just tying everything up. We're dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and the report will be available at our website, gardner.utah.edu. So keep an eye out there.
Juliet, we're fortunate to have you as part of the University of Utah team. Thank you so much. Listeners, thank you. And read that report about the economic contributions of the U. Thank you so much.
Thank you.